As 2015 comes to a close, uncertainty remains about the fate of a federal program in North Carolina aimed at protecting the red wolf from extinction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has repeatedly delayed a decision on whether to continue or abandon the Red Wolf Recovery Program that was started in 1987. WFAE's Mark Rumsey has a recap of this year's developments.
North Carolina is home to the world's only remaining wild population of red wolves. They roam a five-county area on the Albemarle Peninsula between Greenville and the Outer Banks. Wildlife officials say the red wolf population in the recovery area peaked at around 130 nearly a decade ago. In October, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimated the number at between 50 and 75. A group called the Endangered Species Coalition says that since 2012, more than 30 red wolves have either been shot to death or struck and killed by vehicles. The Fish and Wildlife Service has been studying for more than a year whether to continue the Red Wolf Recovery Program. A decision was postponed twice this year. In late October, the federal agency said it needed more time to study the issue and named a new task force for that purpose. During a conference call with reporters, Regional Fish and Wildlife Director Cindy Doner said the group would examine several questions, including
the long-term viability of the captive red wolf population, recovery needs of the red wolf population given pressures on the landscape, such as hybridization with coyotes, human-caused mortality and climate change, and how people and red wolves can coexist.
At the October briefing, Doner said the Fish and Wildlife Service now plans to decide by summer 2016 whether to continue the Red Wolf Recovery Program. Kim Wheeler with the North Carolina-based Red Wolf Coalition says the animals deserve the continued attention of wildlife officials.
This is going to set a precedent here, and I know that they recognize that, and I know that they understand that, but it's not just something that's going to affect wolves, but their decision is going to affect a lot of endangered species across the board. So they need to take their time.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says even if it decided to discontinue the Red Wolf Recovery Program in eastern North Carolina, the federal agency would keep working to sustain the species so long as it remains on the endangered list. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.